In this bulletin, Scott Morrison defends his budget against claims that it offers little to migrants. Theresa May asks for another Brexit extension. And an Australian rugby league star is charged by UK anti-doping authorities. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all Australians will benefit from his budget, including migrants. The Prime Minister spoke to SBS Radio's Punjabi program and defended the budget against claims it offers little to migrants. Under the Morrison government, the migrant intake has been cut, visa processing times have increased, and the government has announced visa application fees will increase by 5%. Mr. Morrison says the tax relief in the budget will benefit all taxpayers.
New migrants pay tax, and under our government, they're going to pay less tax. And new migrants access hospital and medical services. And under our government, we're increasing funding for hospital and medical services. We're increasing funding for schools, where migrants also attend schools. See, I look at all Australians as one. And everyone who lives here is accessing the safety of our country and the opportunity to make a new life.
Independent Senator Fraser Anning has been censured at the federal parliament by politicians from across the political divide. A censure is a formal expression of disapproval which carries no legally or constitutionally binding influence. Senator Anning was criticised internationally for blaming the Christchurch mosque shootings on Muslim immigration. Senate Leader, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, moved the motion this morning.
In the face of attacks designed to sow division, our responses must bring us together, recognising that an attack on any religion is an attack on all religions, and that we all share a responsibility to unite, condemn, and defeat such an attack on our common values and way of life.
Senator Anning is refusing to apologise for his comments. He says the censure is an attack on freedom of speech. British Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking another delay to Brexit in the hopes of Parliament approving a deal. Currently, the UK Parliament has voted against the proposed Leave deal three times. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's happy to meet with the Prime Minister to discuss a potential deal and will not rule out any options ahead of meetings. Prime Minister May says if a delay is granted, they will aim to complete legislation by May 22nd, prior to the European parliamentary elections. The European Union says the withdrawal deal will not be reopened. But in an address to Parliament today, Prime Minister May says the UK must focus on preserving their relationship with the EU.
What we need to focus on is our future relationship with the EU. The ideal outcome of this process would be to agree an approach on a future relationship that delivers on the result of the referendum, that both the Leader of the Opposition and I could put to the House for approval, and which I could then take to next week's European Council.
A Chinese woman has been arrested after illegally entering President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The woman was found carrying four mobile phones, a laptop computer, an external hard drive device, and a thumb drive coded with malicious software. The woman got through security checkpoints at the hotel, initially claiming she was there for an event staged by a group called the United Nations Chinese American Association. Resort staff found no event, but Secret Service officers let her into the resort, assuming she was related to a club member. A receptionist later contacted Secret Service personnel who questioned Zhang and decided she didn't have legitimate documentation to be let into the resort. The woman was detained and is reportedly invoking her right to remain silent. In sport, former South Sydney prop Gabriel Hamlin has been charged with a UK anti-doping violation and provisionally suspended by the Rugby Football League. Hamlin is currently in the second year of a two-year contract with the Warriors, an English Super League team. He joined Wigan from the Rabbitohs last year after failing to make an NRL appearance. Wigan has already had a suspended points deduction for a breach of the salary cap and lost five games in a row this season. Well, now the weather. Perth, a shower or two and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne, 25. Hobart, a shower or two, clearing, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, clearing, 28. Cairns, a shower or two and becoming windy, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.